turn? Was that a just everything clicked, or was that something special you saw in analyzing the Texans?
Anytime you get a return for a touchdown, it's everything clicks. You know, I mean, a lot of things have to go right. I mean, the guys did a great job blocking. You know, Jason Avant got the corner, and in the back end, you know, those guys had some knockdown blocks. You know, Spencer and. Those things, and then Nile hit it. I mean, he hit it hard and fast, and he does what he does and gets north and south. As soon as he broke the line, there was nobody going to catch him.
On the other end of that, how have you guys been so good at preventing it? Because everything hasn't clicked for somebody else on the other side.
We work hard at covering. We work hard in practice. We study tape. It depends on who you're playing a lot of times, we've been fortunate. The guys play hard, and it's all about effort.
Do you sometimes have to ride herd on your kick coverage? Because, that game, Cairo had 7 touchbacks. I mean, to say, hey, you got to run no matter what.
Right, no question. We talk about it every huddle. You know, we say, hey, they're coming out with this one. We remind them that you can't let up. Cairo was in a groove in that game. He was getting the ball, hanging them high and deep. Sometimes it's not always like that. I mean, you get out in the cold weather like this weekend. We're going to have to cover every kick, and we know that they're going to challenge us.
There's some of the guys said that they made a point to account for the kicker on Niles' touchdown. How often does that happen? Obviously, you want to block everybody, but to know where the kicker is and know that maybe he's a tackler.
Nick Novak is a tackler. That's why. When he was at San Diego, there was a couple times we busted some returns against them, and he made the tackle like 3 or 4 times against us. So we said we're going to have a blocker on him. And that's exactly what happened. We had a blocker on him, and fortunately, when he broke the line, he was being blocked.
How often does that happen?
Not very often. You don't account for the kicker. Usually you take a guy and you'll double-team somebody, one of their most dangerous guys. But in this case with Nick, we had a blocker on him.
Hey, what do you see out of the Patriots in terms of their special teams that stands out to you?
Well, they're outstanding. Last year when we played them, they got the best of us last year. Even though we won the game, they got us on special teams. So, we showed that tape a bunch this week already. We could play a lot better, against them, and we're using that for motivation this week.
Have you ever had a better special teams game than you did last week?
We had some good ones in Chicago, with Devin Hester, so it's hard to compare. I haven't really thought about it, but it was a solid performance all around, in a big game. We were happy to have that.
Andy reminded us that you reminded him that the Bears had started the Super Bowl with a kick return touchdown and lost.
It was when he was running down the field, it was like deja vu. It felt like the same thing. A big game, playoff game, obviously Super Bowl, a little different, but we did. We scored right away, and I reminded Andy. I said, hey, that doesn't mean, we're going to win the game or whatever. And he looked at me like that, and I was like, well, let's keep our foot on the gas pedal,
I've been there.
So I didn't want that. I was really reminding myself is more than him.
When it comes to field goals and PATs, do you guys ever work on kicking the lights?
Yes, every day, every day. And especially after what we just saw, in that other game. We did it. We did it yesterday. We also do wet ball drills. We kick wet ball, we snap wet ball. We try to mimic every possible crazy thing that could happen. Fast field goal, whatever that might be, we try to practice those daily.
How does the weather, the snow, and temperatures affect kicking the football?
We say, depends on what the temperature is, obviously. But it's going to anything below freezing, 30 degrees, 25, it's going to take about 5 yards off the ball. So if you're hitting it 5 deep in a normal kicking situation, it's going to end up on the goal line, which means returnable kick. So, that we just kind of just take off minus 5 yards. And that's the same thing with field goals, too. The same thing.
Yeah, guys. When you went back and looked at the tape, Cairo's last kick was a bit of a knuckleball. What happened there?
He just hit the ball a little high. That was him. The hold was good. The snap was good. Hold was good. He just caught the ball a little bit high on that one. Fortunately, it went through.